On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Hey, what movies are good, though, at the moment? Is there anything worth going to see this weekend?
Yeah, there's a huge cluster released in cinemas this week in New Zealand. The first one, Midsommar, which played at the film festival to great acclaim and is one of the best films of the year. Have you heard or seen this film?
I know that Sarah is a big fan of this film, but I haven't really heard much more about it beyond that. What's the gist of it?
Well, it's one of those scary ones you love so much.
Oh no.
It's the follow-up to a film called Hereditary, which came out a couple of years ago. It's the Ari Aster, the same writer-director, and it's about these American college students who go to participate in a solstice festival in Sweden, and all sorts of messed up stuff happens. It's kind of trading on that tradition of films like The Wicker Man and what they call folk horror.
Right.
This is a very sunlit film in which all sorts of horrible stuff happens in bright sunlight, which is kind of a nice point of difference. It's a film you sort of shouldn't know too much about going into, but it very much lives up to what it promises. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's one of my favorite films of the year.
Awesome.
I think a lot of people went and saw it at the festival here this year. And if you missed it, by all means, go check it out on general release. there's also another great film out called Good Boys, which is a comedy that did reasonably well when it was released in the States, produced by Seth Rogen, and very much in line with his style of comedy. It's about these three 12-year-olds who have to get to the mall and buy something they broke. But it's kind of like it's in America, as they call it, an R-rated comedy.
Right.
I think it's R16 here, where it's adult jokes, but it's all about kids.
And kind of delivered by kids as well, eh?
Yeah, and it's about these little kids on the verge of puberty, and they're kind of, there's ideas floating around in their head that they don't quite understand. But what I thought was reassuring about this film is it's easy to imagine in this day and age that you kind of can't do anything remotely offensive in any way, shape, or form. But this film kind of flies pretty close to the sun in terms of, you wouldn't think you could do a film with 12-year-old boys and sex jokes.
Right.
But it just kind of works. They get away with it. It's not a million miles away from Superbad.
Okay.
Or even Booksmart. But the main kid is Jacob Tremblay, who was the Oscar nominee from Room. He's really good. It's got a great supporting cast. One of the funniest comedies this year, I would have to say.
That's two very hot picks. Midsommar is the name of the first movie for the texter who just asked what that was called. And that one was Good Boys, did you say?
Yes, Good Boys.
And is there anything else that people should be looking out for?
Yeah, Rambo Last Blood.
Ooh.
Which is one of these films that is claiming to be the last entry in a franchise, but it's like when a rapper retires, you know, if this film makes enough money, that this is no way will be the last one. But I love the last Rambo film. I haven't seen Rambo Last Blood. These are bloody films. These are violent films. They're not for everyone. This one isn't getting very good reviews, but I'm undeterred in my enthusiasm because the last Rambo film didn't get good reviews either, and I bloody love that emphasis on the bloody
emphasis on it.
So this is Sly Stallone is starting to look like a hippopotamus standing up on its hind legs these days. But I'll follow Sly down into any dark corner when he's got that big giant knife.
Yep.
And he's cutting down swathes of humans at a time. Yeah.
A classic movie there. So you haven't seen that one, but you're not going to listen to the haters. You're going to go watch it anyway.
Correct.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Fabian. Three very good picks this morning. Midsummer, Good Boys, and then the unviewed yet, Rambo... What was it, Rambo Last Blood?
Yeah, because the very first Rambo film was just called First Blood.
First Blood, right.
There's a bit of a book in there, so yeah.
So we'll see about that. Well, thank you so much. We'll speak to you next week.
Actually, I'm going to be on a plane next week. So I'll speak to you the week after.
Have a good flight. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers, Rachel. See you later.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Good stuff.